Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
An oral argument scheduled for this morning for agriculture and biofuel organizations will argue that the U.S. Supreme Court should affirm a unanimous 2020 decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. The four organizations comprising the Biofuels Coalition include the Renewable Fuels Association, the National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, and the American Coalition for Ethanol will share time during Tuesday's oral arguments with the U.S. Department of Justice, which will be representing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The Biden administration is focusing on agricultural innovation that helps support climate efforts at home and abroad. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
President Biden's climate summit led to the announcement of plans for the Agricultural Innovation Mission for Climate, or AIM for Climate.
As you all know, the U.S. has rejoined the Paris Agreement, and as part of that, we are making an aggressive reduction target for the country by 2030.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack noted the White House's goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. To this end, USDA is directing hundreds of millions of dollars to promote climate efforts at home.
These resources will essentially allow us to aggressively begin a process over the next 4 years of investing in a variety of projects and activities focused on making the best utilization of the climate opportunity that we have.
Meanwhile, the AIM for Climate initiative calls for greater investment in agricultural research to help support transformative climate action in all countries. It will be formally launched later this year. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Heading into planting, growers have an opportunity to take advantage of higher grain prices. Some may be tempted to apply more nitrogen fertilizer in order to get higher yields. But with today's input prices, it may be more cost-effective to protect your nitrogen with a smaller stabilizer product. Tim Lotch has been farming in Illinois for more than 20 years. As Koch Agronomic Services Director of Agronomy for North America, he knows both the practical application of nitrogen stabilizers and the agronomic research behind it. As a farmer, he also knows the importance of getting the most out of your inputs.
This year, nitrogen input costs have increased sharply year over year, really making it more expensive for those growers who continue to apply more untreated nitrogen in an effort to go after higher yields and higher revenues. And while it's generally true that crop demand for nitrogen is greater as yield increases, excessive pounds of expensive unprotected nitrogen doesn't always translate to more nitrogen available for plant uptake or greater profits. And that's because all of that untreated nitrogen is susceptible to loss.
This is Inside Agriculture.